Assemblyman Jim Todisco is on the phone with us right now to talk about the proposal that he and State Senator Greg Ball have come forth with. In fact, one point of clarification, because we've had some back, most people think this is the greatest thing. But one of my regular, I must say, conservative callers is a little concerned because of the loss in revenue for the dedicated fund and so on and so forth. But then another caller pointed out this is only for 3 days. Is it for 3 days or for three weekends that we would lower the gasoline tax?
It's a three weekends, summer gas tax holidays, and those are the main holidays where people would, I think, like to travel maybe and visit their loved ones or maybe take a small vacation with the children. And it's the weekend of Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and, of course, Labor Day. And that's 12 days out of the entire summer. And basically trying to get our foot in the door because you were playing some music there. I can tell you right now, Bob, these gas prices are not music to our taxpayers' ears in New York State. We don't live in downstate. We don't have subways. We don't have the level of mass transit that they have. And I don't see a real concern for some of my downstate colleagues for the blight of upstaters who have to get to work with their car. It's probably almost a necessity for them. And you know what? I think it's a necessity for the small businesses in New York State and around upstate New York, because if you can't get out to those small businesses to buy their goods and services, they're going to be hurting. Our sales tax revenue is going to be hurting. And when you talk about the revenues for 12 days out of the entire summer, my feeling is we're actually going to bring in more revenue, and I'll tell you why. Because I think a lot of people are not going to decide to travel if you get up around $4.50, $5, $5.50, or even if it stays a little over, hovering over $4, they're going to stay home. And that means they're not going to be traveling across the state to visit their loved ones. That means they're not going to be stopping and shopping. You get them to travel, they're going to be going to our small businesses, the restaurants, the hotels. They'll be purchasing goods and services. I really believe for anything we lose on that 33 cents a gallon, which can come to $5, $6, $7, $8 for a fill-up for a family, you're going to bring in as much or more sales tax increase in terms of allowing the people to get a bit of a break during the summer and to travel and to give them some major relief. And, you know, there was two proposals. The gas tax summer holidays is a short-term proposal to give our constituents some short-term relief. Myself and Greg Ball are also sponsoring what we think is a pretty important long-term proposal, and that's an alternative fuel fund to take a portion of these receipts and over a period of years try to get ourselves weaned off the dependence of those who control us, have this monopoly, hold us hostage with this fossil fuel, and to maybe enhance electric battery, develop solar, wind, and it's got to be a combination of a lot of alternative fuels, I think. You know, I'm not opposed to drilling. I think that's probably a part of what we have to do in our nation to become independent, but I think you got to have a combination of a lot of other things. So we have a short-term proposal for this difficult summer coming up, and the long-term proposal is the alternative fuel fund. Bob, we're number six, I believe, in the nation in terms of the cost of a gallon of gasoline. In the Northeast, only Connecticut is higher. You can travel across the state to New Jersey, and it's 20 to 25 cents less than New York State.
Right. But as the tax that will be cut, is that the one that goes into the dedicated highway improvement fund, or that was the impression I got from one of the...
Bob, what dedicated highway fund? We just canceled the five-year DOT plan. You know that locked box you're talking about, which was the dedicated highway fund? Well, somebody keeps getting the key to that locked box, and they've spent it for a variety of things. Do you think the roads and bridges have really been utilized by that dedicated fund? When they get serious about that, I can see us really holding the line on some of this stuff and really dedicating. But I've heard too much about a dedicated fund in a locked box, and in the roads and bridges in New York State are in total disrepair. Yeah. Now, if we could turn that around and really invest in that, you might have a point, but I haven't seen it so far.
I think some of your assembly colleagues from the party opposite were saying that, well, you know, we just made this. But how much will this revenue would the state lose, and would it affect the recent budget deal?
No, we've projected with our ways and means people for the entire summer the gas tax that we take. And by the way, we have three state taxes. There's a sales tax of 8 cents, an excise tax of another 8 cents, and a 17-cent petroleum tax, which adds up to the 33 cents that we take in. Over the entire summer months, Ways and Means projects $170 million dollars are taken in. They project when we pull out these 12 days, $19 million okay. would be saved by taxpayers. But, of course, that's $19 million the state of New York would not receive. Mm-hmm. Our contention is with myself and Greg Ball, as they travel, as they visit our small businesses, as they invest in goods and services over these 12 days, we're more than going to make that up in an increased sales tax. Mm-hmm. So we think it'll be at least a wash, and we'll give an opportunity to say, if I was in the administration and a leader right now on that second floor, I'd be saying to I Love New York, start making a plan for the entire state to promote this, to market this. New York State is open for business. Come and visit them on Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July, and Labor Day, in not only intra-family travel, but let's get people from New Jersey, Vermont, Connecticut, around the nation to say, hey, New York State really is open for business.
Good point. Would this affect, now here in where we are located, Montgomery County derives quite a bit of sales tax revenue from the sale of gasoline because, unlike other, we have two thruway rest stops. Would it affect Montgomery County's tax or the different county taxes?
No, we don't touch the local taxes with this piece of legislation. As you know, at one time we said, and we gave the local counties the opportunity to say, if you want to opt out with your local share, we'll allow you to opt out. But to my way of thinking, I'm not opposed to it generally, allowing them to do so, but that's an unfunded mandate. You're taking money away from a county that chose to bring in some of their revenue to provide services through this tax. Now, if you take that money away, my fear is they'll just shift it over to the property taxes, which is more of a regressive tax than this one almost, or they're both pretty regressive. So, no, we take the state revenue away, and we say you can make that up in. So can counties be helped by this? Because when they travel across the state and they visit different counties, they come to Saratoga, Montgomery County to visit, they're going to be getting a portion of that sales tax also in those counties as well as the state. So we think it's a win-win-win, and we think it's a fourth win with the alternative fund, the green technology, for the environmental people and for the environment. Because you start to move to more green technology, and you can get that technology in place. It's a little costly to develop, but when you get the technology, I think we're going to save money, and it's going to be better for the environment.
We're on the line with my assemblyman, fellow Glenvillian, Assemblyman Jim Todisco. If anybody had a question for him, you could call us, 684-0123, but I know you're just joining us for a few minutes, and we're almost out of the program anyway. But I did have another question, a completely unrelated topic. Fox 23 put out this story today, I don't know if it came from AP or what, that sounds like Governor Andrew Cuomo is talking about consolidating state departments. They're kind of treating this as sort of a major development. Have you heard anything about this?
Oh, yeah, it was part of the budget process. And, you know, I have to say this about this governor. He's doing a pretty good job, one of the best jobs I've seen in a long time on the economic issues. And the joke around the Capitol is when he changes his affiliation to Republican, he'll be one of the best Republican governors in the history of New York State because, Bob, he's basically taken our agenda that we've been talking about for years, consolidation of services, reduce the size of government, cap state spending, cap property taxes, mandate relief. And, yeah, we have to downsize our state government. It's gotten too big. It's gotten too invasive in people's lives. And we're supportive of this governor. We wouldn't have had a budget by the April 1st deadline for the first time in a while if we weren't supportive. But it's our agenda. We're pleased that he's taken it. But when you're brought to the brink of going over the cliff to bankruptcy, I guess what we've been talking about on the other side looks pretty good and maybe can work. I think he's given it a try. So, yeah, there'll be some, I think, insurance agencies and a couple of the other banking agencies are going to be consolidated together because some of the guidelines and regulations are very similar. And I think it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, back to one more question, if I could, about the proposal to cut the 33 cents from the gasoline tax on the three summer holiday weekends. Does it have a chance?
I think it does. We've got the good part about this legislation. I got a co-sponsor in the Senate who is a majority member, Senator Greg Ball. I think it's probably not going to get better. It's going to get worse, and the pressure is going to build. I think if they can get it passed in the Senate, which they have the numbers to do, and I'm not seeing many of the upstate Democrats or minority members in the Senate who are going to vote against this, I think they can put pressure on the upstate majority members who I'm sure are getting the same calls. You know, we get property tax all the time, but we don't get the calls about the gas tax until it gets to this level. I'm sure they're getting the calls, and there could be some massive pressure from the upstate majority members on our side of the aisle, and maybe the Speaker will take a serious look at this and say, yeah, maybe we have subways and mass transit, but the travel upstate is pretty important, and I think we've got a shot this time around. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Well, Assemblyman Jim Todisco, I thank you very much for joining us today.
I'll see you in the CVS in Glendale.
That's true. We'll see you in Glendale.
Shop there.
Yes, indeed. Take care.
Take care, Bob.
Assemblyman Jim Todisco.
Get a fast car.